This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so something occurred to me the other day where I just, and my brain just thinks about this stuff, but I'd like to meet.
I'm getting like, I'm so hungry for it.
I'd like to meet slash shake the hand of slash allow him to explain himself. The first guy who figured out, and sorry to go there.
Play one more time.
The first guy who figured out how to have sex. Like, delicious. Like, okay, like, all right, so this guy, I mean, think about this. This was, you know, some caveman or something going, okay, let me just put this stuff over here on this thing until that goes all over there, you know, and gets on these.
Gets on these?
Yeah. I mean, the first guy who figured that out, it's like, wow, it must have been pretty bold.
Do you not know about it getting on these?
Are you sure? You know, are you sure that's what we do? And so, you know, thank you. I guess I wouldn't even be here if he hadn't done it. But I've been thinking about, I'd like to meet that guy. That was
a bold
move. And
I'd like to talk
to
him and ask him how, tell me.
What made you think, oh, let me just put this stuff over here and until these.
Teach me, sensei.
Until these get all over it.
Do you guys know, because you keep talking about it getting all over it.
Keep talking about that, actually.
No, like, I'm talking about the whole concept of it, you know.
You're so focused on that one part, which is like, yes, it's a huge part of it. But okay. Like,
yeah, it's one of the main parts.
And you said teach me, sensei. I guess what I'm wondering is, like, are you guys having trouble with
please
the mechanics of sex?
And this mentor is a way of, me,
do you
my
guys
noble
understand
wise
the,
man.
The engineering of
well, let's introduce. Well, let's introduce the show.
Okay,
just
sorry.
You've never been here before. You've been asked half
Woods
a dozen times.
Yeah,
and the ladies say Woods.
I don't understand that.
Woods.
And the ladies say Woods.
You guys have a lot of energy about
we
sexuality,
Woods.
But then I don't actually think you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It
still has Woods. hadn't still seen Zach Woods in a while, but I still Woods.
Oh, like they would have sex
they
with me?
Woods have.
Mm-hmm. They
guys,
Woods.
Have you guys had sex that felt good to you guys?
The show's Hollywood Handbook, you know. It's an insider's guide to kicking butt, dropping names of the red carpet, lie back, always this industry we call showbiz. What up, what up?
But it's not really it's not a show where we like talk about having sex off like the entire show.
Great.
Yeah.
So
no, sometimes one of us will have a funny little thought or observation of like, okay, who invented this, you know, this move where it's like going.
Going where?
On it.
Yeah.
Like, who came up with that? But that's just sort of like a fun, almost thought experiment. And it's meant to be humorous. But we have, of course, speaking of humorous, one of the funniest guys, Zach Woods. And if you haven't seen Zach in a little while, trust me, you're still Woods. and he's here, and we're going to talk to him on the
have
show.
Have you done a HeadGum show before?
HeadGum? Any HeadGum shows?
I did, yeah. What's it called? We're Here to Help.
Here to Help.
Did We're Here mm-hmm. to Help. So that's how we got you. Okay.
What does that mean? No, I wanted to do it because I just like you guys, what does that mean?
Kevin has been taking the Rolodex into the bathroom.
From sometimes when he gets contact, we're here to help his manager to get some decent guests.
Yes.
And so he will excuse himself to the bathroom. He'll make up a story about what he needs to do in there. Mm-hmm. I've been telling him, just say I need to use the restroom, but he gives a lot of detail about what's going
to
happen.
And he'll really have to do it for real. Like, he needs to prepare in that way, so he'll really have to do it for real, both.
The thing that he has to get it both. All over it.
Whatever he says, yeah.
No.
That's
something. No.
No, he's in there by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's only for
but he'll take the email or whatever, the secret email, and he'll bring it in there, and then sometimes, you know, we get some of the runoff.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I independently decided to do your show because I value what you guys do.
Okay. Well, we were told
yes.
on multiple occasions that no, you did it.
Who told you that?
Well, I guess twice over the past 10 years, I've asked you and been told no, thank you. And then you have a show now, of course, in yes. the No on Peacock. Please do. If you like the way Zach sounds on the mic here, talking on a sort of radio yes. type format.
Get in the yes, please.
Yeah. yeah, you're going to love the show because he's also talking on the mic in a radio type format, but as character.
There's something about the you guys, and it's like the more you smile, the more anxious I feel. You know what I mean? Like the bigger, the
us too. If that's helpful,
yeah,
that is true for us as well.
Yeah, it does somehow make me just so anxious to like keep doing the show.
You've heard of like monkey stress face? Do you know what that is? It's sort of
talk about monkey stress face because you said beforehand this is going to be kind of your main thing on the show.
I did. I'm trying to get the word out. If you see a monkey, it looks like the monkey's smiling. It might not be a smile. It might be an indication of mm-hmm. severe stress as a kind of precursor to aggression. And that's the feeling. When I look at you guys, I'm here it comes.
Are these monkeys
going to rip my buttocks off?
I don't know about the stress face. I do know about the wire mother. You're familiar with
this? Yes, the Harlow mm-hmm. monkey experience.
It's actually fine.
That. Yeah.
The wire mother's
it's so overblown.
Fine.
That's been totally debunked. Wire mother's fine. I mean, you have to, you know, sort of position yourself carefully when you're going to sleep on her wire bosom.
You get used to it.
To be clear, guys.
It's all bosom. It's whatever.
Well, bosom's bosom. I mean, we've said that.
Do you say, you're saying bosom?
Bosom's bosom at the end of the day.
Is that the
end?
Just for clarity, I don't want to harp on this too much, but when you say get it all over it, are you talking about bosom? Okay, for the listeners, he just shrugged meaningfully, but unspecifically.
Mm-hmm. So we did talk to the, when
you were here.
Yeah.
But when did you do the other show?
Yeah, we were here to help.
When?
I guess it was a couple weeks ago. I don't know, Kevin, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago?
A couple weeks.
I'm sorry. That there have not been any improvements to the facility since then, really. Certainly nothing meaningful. Certainly nothing from the curb appeal perspective. A concept completely alien to leadership and rank and file here.
Is it? You're much louder all of a sudden.
Have you played an alien in a movie?
I played an alien in a kids television show once
mm-hmm.
called Welcome to the Wreck with Andrew W.K.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a big bulbous head, a big gray head.
The Wreck?
Welcome to the Wreck, I think it was called. And I had a big bulbous head, a big gray alien head.
Imagine this.
Okay.
The sidewalk outside Headgum Studio.
I'm licking my chops. Hayes has something good.
Podcast Walk of Fame. Wait. The podcast
Talk of
here,
Fame.
Yes. That's better.
Talk of Fame.
That's better than the podcast Here of Fame. The podcast Talk of Fame.
Podcast was here.
Lips instead of hands.
Lips.
I feel like I'm in one of the worst Allen Ginsberg poems.
Kiss the sidewalk.
Kiss. It's like you're talking, but yeah.
This is one of the most abstract episodes of the show that I've ever heard, because at this point it just feels like sort of associative imagery.
It's like I'm talking to leadership and rank and file here, honestly. It's like I got the same reaction from them. To me, it's a fairly straightforward concept.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast Talk of Fame, which I concede is better than the podcast Here of Fame.
Yes, and I appreciate that, because it's It's not always easy to back you off of something like that. It does feel like we're talking to leadership rank and file a little bit. It feels like an agent for the status quo has infiltrated the episode, and we can sort through it. What I wanted to say about the show is, of course, you have this show.
They put their lips in the cement. They put their lips in the cement instead of like their handprints. For the like they do for the Walk of Fame, they put their handprints in.
Yeah, no.
Instead, it's podcasters.
Yeah,
and so they're talking. That's why it's the Talk of Fame,
right?
And they're putting their lips in the cement instead of their hands.
That part,
a lot of that, they got to fill up a lot of cement. You know, like hands are bigger. That's the big thing. So they have to do it a bunch of times, kiss it a bunch of times.
I think they should put chapstick in the concrete.
Like. What do you mean by that?
I believe that in the blend, concrete, of course, is it's not a single substance. It's a blend of multiple elements.
Yes. Okay, yes.
I think they should have some sort of balm in there. Okay. Yeah, because people are going to be kissing it a lot.
Like a mix-in, like Stone Cold Creamery, like how they have mix-ins there.
Okay, I was like, Stone Cold Steve Austin does not mix chapstick into anything.
Here's what I'm curious about, guys. Like, you keep talking about the rank and file and the leadership. Have you guys taken kind of a hard shift towards libertarianism? Or it feels like, I feel like you're about to go off, like rant about Bohemian Grove or something, or there's a Q kind of vibe that I'm picking up from you guys that I
quite the opposite.
Okay.
No.
I am very much into now.
I would never rant about that.
Anarchic horizontal structures. Mm-hmm. I am fucking done with having a boss here. I've just realized that, like, everyone who thinks they're in charge is actually, like, I should be, like, in charge instead.
Zach, one thing you need to understand about human development is that there are sort of two modalities, right?
Okay.
Power and connection.
Wow.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And Hayes and I, for too long in this show, have been so much in our connection, right? Trying to collaborate with these fuckers. And it's finally time to live in our power.
Okay.
And this is an omnipotence phase, right? And we don't need the interconnectivity that has been stifling us and forcing us to do, you know, episodes that I guess you deem more coherent than this. What we need actually is just to like fucking vibe out and like be allowed to like
Sean.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question? Sorry.
I know exactly what you're going to ask.
I doubt it. I peed before the show, and in the bathroom, in the basket, the waste paper basket, there were two goat skin
condoms.
I peed in the toilet, okay. But in the waste paper.
You just said you peed in the waste paper basket.
I want to be clear. I did not pee in the waste paper basket. That would be insane.
Kevin, and that basket is also not for waste paper.
Okay, well then it's poorly named. But anyway,
waste paper goes in the toilet.
Guys, I know you're trying to obfuscate what's actually happening here, but there were two goat skin condoms full of what looked like cocaine. Uh-huh. And I just want to note that I'm starting to put two and two together.
See cocaine through goat skin now.
It was pretty clear.
I'm sorry. I reject the premise. Goat skin famously obscures.
Are
the
you penis high on
presentation
cocaine? Are you boys penis high on cocaine? Because there's a feeling of aggression, a kind of incoherent prattle. Are you penis high on cocaine? That's what I want to know.
Oh my God, this guy is. We got RFK's running mate over here with the theories, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Did you snort cocaine into your urethras, boys? Because there's a weird energy, a rangy, weird monkey energy, and I hate it.
What happened is the in-the-know Peacock Booker person said we could not have you.
Okay.
They told us we couldn't have Zach. And now you're here.
We could have
something
Brandon.
Changed. We were allowed to have Brandon
and Carl.
And Carl
we had already.
Carl and okay. And no disrespect to Carl, we had him and we'd been having him.
You'd been having him?
We had been having Carl for quite some time.
Guys,
and frankly we'd had Brandon.
When you say had, I assume you just mean on the show, or is there a second meaning?
He's in the Lugo.
In the Lugo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I can see there's blood. What looks like a small blood stain near the zipper of your pants. Does your penis have a deviated septum right now?
Look, you know, it's like I start the show. I have the normal amount of sex conversation that we're supposed to have during the show.
What's
where
the
we
normal?
Talk about sex organs, you know, in this sort of general way that everyone can listen to, where we say, who came up with this thing? And then we put it to bed and we said to you, that's not the bulk of the show. Like most of it is not going to be that. And yet condoms, penis stains, you know, waste paper in the bathroom. Like you just keep bringing it back to these hyper sexual topics.
I just want to understand what I'm walking into, because I was told that this was going to be a conversation about the business. I thought we were talking about John Cena's.
You don't have to. You don't have to dumb it down on this show. I know what it's like moving through all these spaces for you. People think people look at guys like me and Zach and Sean out here, and guys that are kind of like smarter and everybody,
the three of us.
Smarter and everybody, and kind of above it all, and they think that must be really nice. That must be nice.
It's actually painful as hell.
Kind of just float above everybody and just be kind of like
just
looking down.
Be smarter. And, be able to see every angle.
Exactly.
And like and it's just like it's actually insanely painful.
It'd actually be nice to have a real conversation every once in a while.
I would love that.
Yes.
I would really love that.
To really get in there.
People think, oh, it must be nice being the fucking zookeeper all day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you view
throwing
yourself
little like kippers to the armadillo and the dog?
That would kill an armadillo, and there shouldn't be a dog in
the zoo.
This
is the type of zoo that has a dog in it.
It's true though. I mean, that is the zoo, our chosen zoo.
That's the level of this.
Is a dog and an armadillo?
That's the level of this zoo that we're dealing with. Yes, there's a dog and an armadillo,
and they're kipper starved. They're mad for kippers, and it's not ideal. But we've made the most of it. I don't think anyone can argue that we haven't thrived, but goddamn, I know it looks fun, but it hurts.
Can I say something, guys? I feel like language here maybe is a little bit of an obstacle, that language is being used as a way of keeping me at bay and keeping you at bay from each other. Maybe we could just go into, because you were talking about different modalities and the modality of power and the modality
connection.
Of connection. Maybe we could go to a kind of vibrational modality where you just make the sound of how you're feeling, because I feel that the words you're using are actually masking more than they're revealing. So if you were to make a sound about how you're feeling today.
So you want to say penis like you did before?
This guy. Oh, don't use the words you're using. Use the word I'm using. Penis and septum. Two of the most foul words in the English language.
Again, I feel like this is a defense tactic. Like if I were to make a sound.
Okay, make a sound. Please show me what a sound is.
We go, ugh. That's how I feel right now.
That's your feeling being on the show. That's the sound.
At this moment.
Kevin, turn the TikTok camera on.
Don't do that.
Kevin, turn the TikTok camera on.
This will be
a clip.
Cousin Kevin.
Cousin Kevin.
Turn the TikTok camera
Turn the TikTok camera on, because this is going to be isolated. So, Zach, great. We've introduced this. So you'd like to make a sound that represents how you feel on the show. Can we get the sound one more time?
I already did it, and it's
now
a different
sound. Can I hear it one more time?
It's different now.
Yeah.
It's probably changed a little bit.
Another sound?
I'll try.
I can do it.
Is the TikTok camera on?
Okay, I'll do a sound for how I feel about the show.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
And that is language. Those are
okay,
words.
Okay, let me try again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm making a joke and it's stupid. I'll make a real sound.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
Okay.
Okay.
My turn. Here's my sound for how I feel right now. Is the TikTok camera on?
Yes.
Stop asking that.
Okay.
Can we go back to words? I immediately regret this idea.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to make a sound,
for you
too.
You didn't.
And now I've got to make a sound. Baba Booey. Am I right, guys?
That's how you're feeling, is Baba Booey?
Baba Booey, yeah.
Listen,
that's pretty popular.
Before we got on the show,
And if anyone, if we get in trouble for having a TikTok camera, we hear, oh, like,
what is a TikTok camera?
The heat's coming down on this.
Turn the TikTok camera off because while we talk about this, because I do not want to get in trouble.
What
yeah.
is it? Is it a Chinese? Is it because of Chinese?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. That's
thank God we had the camera off.
What are you talking about? This is the whole issue that they say it's an intelligence risk. They just passed a bill in Congress because they said they were worried about Chinese intelligence.
What
agents?
Are you talking
oh
about?
Oh my God.
Don't make me feel like I'm on
Zach.
Cocaine when you're on penis cocaine.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm no oh longer talking God. To leadership rank and file. I am now talking to, I don't know what. RFK's damn running mate
Stop
over
talking
here.
Talking about RFK's running mate. I'm not RFK's running mate. That's Aaron Rodgers or whoever. I don't remember who he chose.
I mean, geez, Louise, it's out of context. Some of what you're saying is not going to make the greatest presentation.
Well, keep it
and,
in context.
And the TikTok camera is for taking things out of context.
No.
That's why we have it. Well, we turned it off.
What is that? What is a TikTok?
Was it on, actually? I kept it on. Yeah.
Kevin, I thought you were a lighthouse in a storm of penis cocaine. And it turns out that you were just more penis cocaine.
Let's just say hypothetically, okay, just so we can like kind of like close this avenue of discussion. Let's say hypothetically that someone was doing cocaine in their penis. It would still just be normal cocaine.
Well, that's bad news for you because you'd want it. You'd want a finer grind.
Sure would, but we can't have everything in this world, can we?
Mm-hmm.
Intelligentsia is right across the street. You could have, they have very sophisticated mm-hmm. coffee grinders.
Yeah.
You could theoretically.
I take it into the Trader Joe's thing.
So it's mixed with coffee. Mm, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I go, well, I go to the, you know, where you can like make your own like nut butter.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I run it through like the cashew butter grinder.
Just at a farm?
No, no, no. Just a grocery store, like a Safeway or something.
Oh,
yeah.
They don't all have those, but the good ones do.
Mm hmm.
So, guys,
are
well,
we in the promo phase for the show still? Like with streaming, the calendar's
a
little longer.
Yeah,
isn't
it's a longer tail on the promo phase.
Yeah, I to be honest, I'm less on to promote the show and more just to have an experience with two, you know, luminaries in the field, and that's why I'm here.
Well, that's more like it. I mean, we started there.
Yeah.
Instead of all the accusations and all the like, yeah.
Is the network happy that you're not interested in doing promo for the show?
I haven't talked to them about it. It's not
okay,
that I'm
are they
active...
happy about that?
Yeah.
Are they happy that you haven't talked to them about doing promo for the show?
Are you happy about it?
Can
Seems
just...
like they should be talking with you.
I feel fine about the level of communication I have with the network.
Mm-hmm. Which is none.
You not a lot
established. Okay.
At the moment,
okay.
But there's not a lot to talk about.
I got a bone to pick with the Peacock app.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
I'm not a spokesperson for the Peacock app, but go ahead.
So if you get these apps on your TV, you
yes.
a smart TV or Roku, something like this.
Okay. Those are different, but yeah. Or maybe they're not.
Yeah. They don't have to be, but anyway, I'm just creating an image.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you can get like an app for NBC.
Right.
The NBC app has the logo. It has a peacock, a multicolored feather design.
Right.
Or you can get an app for NBC Sports separately. It has the word sports in like sort of a script writing, and then it's got a multicolored peacock design.
Okay.
Then there's a third app they have. This one's called Peacock. It has the word peacock. No fucking logo. Does not use peacock. Has four or whatever multicolored dots on the side. Mm-hmm. So it's like, can we reevaluate this? Like, who came up with this? The same guy who decided to put the thing in that stuff and have it get all over those? I mean, really, and with worse results, by the way, because I actually do like some of how that can be. But
I saw the background
one,
on your iPad
like,
was Alex Jones. It was just a picture of Alex Jones holding a stag's head. And I thought, well, I must be ironic.
Don't look at his iPad.
Yeah,
just because he carries it around loose.
That was weird already.
Mm-hmm.
When he's outside.
I don't know how to turn the screen off, and I can't find a case that fits it. So
they're standard
obviously, people are going to see, not in my experience. And so people are going to see the background. By the way, you can't pick the background. You can't change the background.
It came from the store with that?
I didn't get it from a store, you know?
Do you get it from a friend?
He's my friend. It's like, we don't like think about it that way.
Right.
We just trade stuff. I just meet him and we trade.
What did you have to give to get that iPad?
Cowskin rug.
I mean, I guess that's probably a reasonable trade financially.
Cowskin rug.
Okay. How do you guys make a living?
Well, we don't if the interviews keep going like this. I mean, people really rely on this show.
What category are you in on the menu?
I assume we're in comedy.
Ralph Fiennes. Looks like Ralph, but it's actually pronounced Ralph.
I think it's Rafe, right? Rafe Fiennes or Ray Fiennes?
It's Ralph Fiennes.
Ray.
Which category are you under?
I think we're just under comedy.
To the nights you can't remember and the friends will never forget. There is no comedy one.
It might be that then.
Okay.
To the nights we'll never remember and the friends we can't forget.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a nice one.
It might be under that.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, that one's really good.
The Office is in that one.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. that's a good category. Yeah.
I'd rather that is a good. That's on the Peacock app.
That's on the Peacock app. That's one of the categories.
Yeah, that's one of the categories for sure.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys are probably on that.
Yeah, Parks and Rec's on.
Should we help you do a little promo? I mean,
that'd be great.
Should we get the thing out?
Let's
here?
Just get it like, while we're here. That's like, great. Get a couple like
talk
quick
about
hits.
Some of your famous characters.
Turn the TikTok camera on. Yeah.
I only play one character on the show, and that's Lauren Caspian, and he's the third most popular host of an NPR. At NPR interview host.
Think it might be
not
helpful.
To C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis.
What?
A small nod to C.S. Lewis. And our influences are everywhere. Yes, they bleed into...
Oh, because of Caspian? Like Prince Caspian from
People
Lion, the
think
Witch,
it's
the
fun to like be this smart uncover and just be, like, putting stuff out there in the world where people are like, boo.
Incredibly painful.
It's incredibly Caspian painful to be as smart as you guys are.
Caspian the Friendly Ghost.
God,
you fucking idiot.
You idiot. Go eat dog food for dinner. You know what I mean? Just let's just go like just go eat dog food and say that's your dinner already. Like that's really what we're dealing with in terms of our listeners.
He met me in the parking lot before I came in and he said, "Hey man,
stop
hey man.
Talking about what happened before.
I just want your listeners to
the
understand
condoms,
what I'm walking
the,
into."
All this stuff,
he goes,
all
"Hey
this
man, hey man, you want to go tell some hot babes the truth?" And I was like, "I don't know what that." He goes, "Come on, let's go tell them the truth. Let's tell some pretty ladies the truth."
And well, that is
so what
we initially said.
You
want to
lie to them?
No, I don't want to lie to them. But I just didn't know
this
what the, there was no context,
wants to lie
no hello.
To hot babes.
He pushed me gently against my passenger door.
So, was, what you want him to push you hard?
No, I don't.
It's
want,
like
I
everything
to say,
is
hey,
a criticism.
Man, it's not a criticism. I just feel that your listeners should know how endangered you are
okay,
by your
so
own.
So next time you're here, we'll freaking hip check you into the door and then go lie mm-hmm. to some hot babes.
That's mm-hmm. not what I'm asking for. And unless this is on the TikTok camera that is deliberately removing context, I think people will understand that that's not what I'm asking for.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do have to acknowledge that the purpose of the show in some ways was to remove some of the mystification and obfuscation that happens around some of these concepts that we explore. And in a sense that was, you know, and the show's for everyone. It's not just for men. So like, yes, we are intentionally telling the truth to hot babes. I don't think I used that language, but I also probably did.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mac Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mac and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mac Weldon ads. Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mac Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MacWeldon.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, you know,
did you talk about some of your famous characters already?
Kevin, I don't have famous
characters. Kevin, pull up the IMDb and let's dig in. Okay. You know, let's get into some of Zach's.
That's not. Oh, that, I guess that is mine.
Oh, my wife's a ghost.
Is this your? Did somebody? Did it? Has Anonymous been through here? Is this not yours?
No, that is mine. I was confused because I didn't recognize some of the credits.
Why can't I read the name under Gears my wife is. The ghost? Geets Wilson.
Geets Wilson. My Wife the Ghost.
I don't remember.
2005.
So
one episode.
Can we talk to Geets?
No, because I don't remember who Geets is or ever shooting it.
Or what this show is.
But I would look at the...
Oh, it was only one episode.
What's the second credit?
Coke Junkie.
I've never done
character
anything
character junkie
Coke
in a
junkie.
Short called Coke.
That's a biopic
and
about
yet
you.
And yet you come to my show and lob wild accusations at everyone else.
That's your Capote and the Swans. Coke, the TV short.
People think it's fun to be this smart, you know?
You keep saying that.
Horrible for him.
I think you might have
some. What are you talking about? Capote the Friendly Ghost? Oh, my God.
God damn it. Get a big scoop of dog food and say that's your dinner. Just do it already. And look, go up a little bit because this guy can't remember this far back.
A lot of this Kevin. I remember now.
Yeah, some of it used to be Torco, the series. You know, it's kind of a fucking stretch, don't we think?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Douglas.
Douglas.
Douglas from the other guys.
Oh, I had one line in that.
Oh, okay. So you had a line in that, too.
Like a line of cocaine.
Just like mm-hmm. the short Coke mm-hmm. where you played the junkie.
Mm, this guy's got a lot of lines. Can I talk to you about Douglas?
Sure. Yeah.
What kind of whips this guy pushing around town?
You mean like his car? What
kind of wheels he got? Yeah.
Well, it was in New York, so I think he might be like a kind of like 4-5-6 train guy because he seemed like he would live on the Upper East Side. But again, I was one line, so I don't want to get too carried away with the backstory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's a smoothie? Everybody's got a smoothie.
What's his order?
Even if they don't drink it. Everyone has one.
I had one line where I just said, my wife is dead. I think that was my only line in this. Mm-hmm. So whatever.
You improvised that?
Man's smoothie. No, that was in the script.
Was she sort of a hot babe type?
Mm-hmm.
The fictional wife?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, it's really in the imagination of the audience. What?
Her measurements?
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about what my dead wife's measurements were.
It must have been a hell of a performance.
I don't know if it was a help.
See, you played a character named Zach. That must have been tough.
Funny or Die Presents.
That's Funny or Die Presents.
Some Christmas this is.
It's Funny or Die Presents.
Every box I open is either somebody trying to be funny, some kind of dead goose or something, dead bug in the thing. And what's your present this year? Funny or Die. Sucks. Damsels
your
in
character
distress.
Stewart and Funny or Die, the good enough, smart enough, and people like me God, guy.
Mm-hmm. That you're talking about the Al Franken
the
character.
Affirmations. Yes. Yeah,
I'll tell you this.
Or the one who dances around and his mommy says, "Cut that out." The guy who says, "Look what I can
Stewie.
Do!" I'm dancing. No, that's a different.
No,
different one.
Stewie's mommy does not say, "Cut that out." Right. Stewie says, "Cut that out" to his mommy when he tries to actually commit matricide. People think that it's fun to be this smart. It's not.
I sometimes, guys, when there's, as a kid, something would scare me sometimes, which uh-huh. is if I saw a balloon floating away into the sky and it got higher and higher and smaller, I sure. would almost get like a vertigo feeling, like a fear of heights for the balloon.
You empathize with the balloon.
I could imagine what it would be like. Oh my God, I'm separated. The pressure's changing. I'm going higher and higher mm-hmm. and I'm all by myself. And you guys are giving me that feeling.
Do you find it easier to connect to inanimate objects than people?
Depends on the people, but at the moment, yes. I feel like I have a better rapport with the physical microphone in here.
Damsels in distress. Did you meet Mr. Whitney himself?
Yes. Whit Stillman?
Whit Stillman.
Yeah,
yes.
I did. I'm surprised that you guys are...
Did he happen to mention the time that his manager... invited a young man into his office because he was a fan of his work and his writing, and then 10 minutes into the meeting realized he had intended to be meeting with Hayes Hargrove.
Weirdly, he brought it up.
He did mention yeah,
that came
did.
Up on the set of
okay.
Damsels
it was
in
one
Distress.
Of the, this is icebreaker.
The manager then said, but hey, let's have this meeting. Let's continue the meeting. What are you up to? What are you working on? And the kid crushed it.
They did mention it. They have a slightly, you know, I guess all stories are subjective. So they had a slightly different spin on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But
sure.
His version and the truth, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Rashy man.
Rashy man?
What did he say?
He said, he was like, because I was like, what does this have to do? He came up and he was like, hey, I had this meeting once. I thought I was meeting with a different Hayes, and then it was the wrong Hayes. And then he just said, you're not going to be like that, right? And I said, I don't know. I never.
Like who?
He just said, it was confusing. He goes, you're not going to be like that guy. And I was like,
The manager.
I know is that there was someone he didn't want me to be like.
I guess he did fuck up pretty good.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it was for the best.
It sounds like he crushed,
kid
though.
Absolutely barreled it.
Barreled it. Good. Like, yeah.
The character's name in that, Rick DeWolf.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Thank you.
DeWolf.
And a lot of damsels around. Ow, ow.
Mm-hmm. All those damsels around. DeWolf.
Ow.
Ow, woo.
That sound feels more accurate to how you guys actually are.
Ow, woo.
A kind of anemic, ow, but still woo. Sexually troubling wolf.
I'm starting to wonder.
Me too.
If it was a mistake, actually, to pull up your IMDb.
I'd say undeniably, yes. To pull up a boring website on a podcast that people can't see.
Oh, the website's boring. I'm so over Hollywood. Oh my God. I moved my entire life to Los Angeles to pursue this as my career.
People think it's fun.
It's my whole, it's so boring to me.
I heard a rumor that you guys were
phony baloney.
That you guys were arrested and released.
I think all this stuff is stupid and I'm smarter than it is.
I heard a rumor that you guys were arrested and released for bullying the old people at the motion picture.
Turn the TikTok camera off. Turn the TikTok camera off.
No.
For
people who don't know, outside of Los Angeles, there's an old age home for people who have been actors who worked in the industry. The motion picture.
Some of them were actors.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. They said, let's
see. Some
of
them were actors.
Right. That you were asking to see people's IMDBs.
They weren't
and if they
on camera talent. And some of them also were. What they were doing in those movies was not acting.
So you were going. You were sort of doing a little bit of a check.
I'm
your
just
papers.
Saying, like, it's very competitive to get in there, and when something is competitive, then every once in a while, someone needs to get in there and fucking trim the fat, because I want to make sure there's enough space for the people who really need that service, which is a very nice home,
mm-hmm.
which provides very excellent care.
Well, what I heard is that they said they found a woman.
It's a kind of racism, if you think about it.
It's not a kind of racism. A guy who has, they said, they told me that
if you don't think about it, then you just dismiss it. But
okay, let me think about it for a second.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm even more confident that it's not racism when they let the wrong people into the motion picture hall for the elderly. And what I was told is that there was a woman with type 2 diabetes and dementia who they found tied to the back of a 7-Eleven.
By the way, not easy.
Very tricky. You need a lot of rope.
Surfaces kind of poking out.
No, well, 7-Eleven's very wide.
It's
you know
flat.
What I mean?
It
just to tie someone
as a board in the
you
back.
Know, tied to the back of it is, it ultimately it is accurate, but you really have to tie them to the whole thing.
You wrap them rope up.
It's just not, it's not as simple. No, it's the kind of job that once you start doing it and you go like, I shouldn't even have started, you know, but then you're
now that
committed.
I've started, yeah.
But you want to just clear space for the deserving. That's the idea.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, is that like, without having anything to do with anything at 7-Eleven, the criminal act that's being described is wanting to make sure that the excellent care which is provided at this facility
right.
is being given to the people who actually need it.
Which you're saying is based on whether or not they were a good actor or not.
What other criteria do I have to go off
Do you think
of?
They should go off race?
No.
Well,
it sounds like
you
said
like
before
do,
that that was okay.
Because it's like...
I just want to be really clear to your listeners. I'm not advocating for a race-based admission criteria for the motion picture.
He said he did say a race.
I never said that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He did say one before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. I remember. had concerns about Chinese intelligence.
I didn't. That when you say it like that, it sounds like this I had the, concerns.
I'm saying
about
it how you said it. I'm saying it how you said it. The TikTok camera got it right. Oh, it got it.
It's Kevin.
Scroll down, Kevin.
Scroll all the way.
We missed some. High Road, probably another
the
one
office,
of these.
The third
cocaine,
floor. That's a second
pictures.
Screen experience, actually, maybe.
Kind of.
Mr. Glasses. Yeah.
Who is your normal listener, guys?
It's a low-income dog food-eating zoo resident who, you know, hopefully is a Zach Woods fan, because otherwise we got very
Mr. Glasses, the TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, you try to do, and notice that one only lasted for one episode as well. You try to do something smart in this business.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're just assuming it's smart because it's called Mr. Glasses?
You try to actually put something in front of people that's like a little bit elevated and mm-hmm. something that like actually draws from erudite source material like Mr. Glasses. Mm-hmm. And this guy's playing Architect One, implying that there are multiple architects in this show. And they say, no thanks, we'll take this movie two up that has a picture of frickin' boobies in it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Who was that?
Whose boobies are those?
Which yes. boobies, yeah.
Bosoms? I don't know. I don't even know. I've actually never seen
that. What are her measurements?
Is the thing that gets you most sexually excited is the stats? Are you a numbers guy?
Doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt. Sorry if I'm intellectually
that's
aroused.
That's not intellectual.
You know?
That's not
except
intellectual.
It does hurt. Certain stats can hurt you.
Like
he
what?
Says it doesn't hurt, but like some of the really big ones.
Can I try an experiment? Her measurements were 38.
Something could fall on you or hurt you.
20, 14. She's sort of conical.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, Rick DeWolf in the building.
Okay, her measurements were 48, 39, 48. 50, 10, 50.
Oh, Sexual Intercourse American Style, the TV series. So that's a straight up porno.
No.
All these TV series.
Guys, you seem so tired.
I am getting actually worn out. I had
and you have
one
to do that.
Guest today. It was so
and you
uncooperative.
Have to do that sometimes.
Well, how can I? Let's shake the edge of sketch.
One
okay?
for yeah. one for you, one for them, one porno.
That's not a bad approach to a career in Hollywood. One for you, one for them, one porno.
One
that's
for
what Jason
you,
Schwartzman did to get his start.
One porno, another porno.
Well, then you're just a porn actor, I think. But guys,
but you
can
reverse
we,
the order, yeah.
Can we
yeah.
just can we start fresh and just how can I help you make the best possible show?
Let's start. Yeah. Well, what I mean, you said something earlier on that really caught my ear, which was that you felt that this was the most disjointed episode of the show that we had done, which means that you've heard other episodes
yeah.
that you thought were, if not successful, at least coherent.
I've heard you talk
right here.
That got me.
Me right in the breastplate,
mm-hmm.
the bosom. Mm-hmm.
I've heard you guys talk a lot about lizard brain at various points, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
At various points, I mean, you're referring to 2015, but
that's true.
Go on.
I just remember that part in particular because it was such an obsession, the lizard brain, and I just found it perplexing and interesting, and it's kind of a big takeaway for me.
Well, I mean, this episode really has activated my lizard brain mm-hmm. in many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've gotten into this, you know, animal sort of fear, like, because it has been like we've been threatening each other, basically. You're trying to get me prosecuted for something that may or may not have happened at the mm-hmm. Hollywood old folks home. And,
you know, cricket.
I'm turning on the TikTok camera, and yeah, this man swallowed a cricket.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You just swallowed a cricket?
Yeah.
You know, my siblings went to a Quaker camp in Vermont, and on visiting day, they would serve crickets.
Or it fell in my mouth, but I did swallow it.
It fell from your hand into your mouth?
It fell from the ceiling into my hand, into my mouth.
But you'd had it
Was and it, I was cupping my hands, and it I could see that it was going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And he had lassoed it with a piece of dental floss when he spotted it on the ceiling.
And then you yanked it down and ate it.
Mm-hmm.
Into my but hand. You had like yeah. a Prairie Home Companion story or something.
No, it wasn't a Prairie Home Companion story. It was just about people would eat cricket at the visiting day of this camp.
That was the story?
Yeah, that was the whole story.
That's so the same as my story almost. Were we about to tell the same story?
I was trying to connect with you. I was like, oh, I know other people have eaten crickets. I was trying to dissipate the hostility.
Oh, he started the story because of your story.
That's awesome.
Now I feel
kids?
Like I need
I feel
to
like
do it.
Mother.
You know what?
I just want to know how many people you've disappointed.
Pull up my IMDb. I'm kidding around with you. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.